Before we get into this Commander's audio, I have to thank our friends at the PLL, Premier Lacrosse League, for sending out a box of swag, some hats and t-shirts. And as minority owners of the Maryland Whipsnakes, I had to throw on my old school style Maryland Whipsnakes lid. So thank you again to the PLL, Paul Rabel and company. We do appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I like the minority ownership in name only.
Yeah, I mean, I think our minority ownership of the Whipsnakes means that we just basically have a pipeline to a lot of free gear.
Free hats.
And free swag.
Right.
Which cool. is
And
which
free
is
tickets
good.
If we ever want to.
I will take ownership in hats, t-shirts, and hoodies.
I feel like we haven't done our part. We need to be more rah-rah.
That's fine. But for the most part, this is doing the part. This is spreading the brand.
I know, but we only done it once. Like, probably we should probably do it more.
And maybe, you know, we get a pass, sideline pass for the games.
Well, it's guaranteed.
When they're at Homewood, I believe that's their spot.
Problem is, I'm at the beach.
Ah, okay.
You might have to represent.
Schedule-wise, it might not
work. Yeah, you might have to represent for our ownership group.
For the ownership group, yes, yeah. I could do that.
Maybe Valdez.
So thank you again to Paul Rabel, his brother Michael, and everybody at the PLL. We do appreciate it. So we wanted to get into this audio. This is from Emery Hunt. CBS Sports HQ. He's got some predictions about this Commander's offense in 2024. I think more specifically about Terry McLaurin's performance in the offense. Let's hear it, Valdez.
Ended last year. So who's catching tutties, Emery? Give me your top receiving touchdown prop for the 2024 season.
When you look at this number for Terry McLaurin, it seems rather low. And that tells you what the quarterback play has been like in Washington during his career. But if you go back to Ohio State, he was a fifth-year senior. No one really knew about him until Dwayne Haskins, the late, great Dwayne Haskins, took the field. And we saw the deep ball in play for Terry McLaurin. So now you fast forward to now, they have another great quarterback prospect in tow in Jaden Daniels. So him going over 4.5 touchdown passes, I think that's an easy number for him to hit. He's probably going to get closer to 8 or 9 touchdowns. One of the best passes that Jaden Daniels throws is that slot fade. I would expect we'll see that a lot this year for Washington. I'm expecting a big year for their offense, and McLaurin should be the direct beneficiary of those passes in the end zone.
So you look at Terry McLaurin's career stats, and look, a lot of this speaks to the quality of quarterback play he's had since he's been in the league. Mm-hmm. He scored 7, 4, 5, 5, and 4 touchdowns for a total of 25 receiving touchdowns. So he averages about 5. He averages exactly 5 per season.
Mm-hmm.
I think over 4.5. I think that's stealing. I mean, I just think.
I think even if it's not. Jaden Daniels the entire year.
Right.
I think 4.5 is still a good number.
I think it's a low number. So
and it's plus 126. I'm just looking at the FanDuel numbers. I've got all the numbers here for Daniels and McLaurin, but it's plus 126 to go over the 4.5. I would agree with that.
Now, here's the thing. This is violating Valdez's premise that you go under on all totals.
That is true.
No, I'm just talking about that particular stat.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I think it's a low number,
now,
too.
Now, with Jaden Daniels' numbers, I probably would go under. Like, he's got,
what are they saying?
His yardage for the year, 3,025.5. His total touchdown or passing touchdown, 16.5.
You're just convinced he's going to get hurt because quarterbacks get hurt and he's not going to play.
Also,
that's
the running
factor.
That's
your premise.
Running factor, too.
Because if he plays, he's going to soar over those.
If he plays 17 games.
He plays 15 games.
I'll book the over touchdown passes.
What is
right
the number
now?
Right 16 now?
16.5.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll book that right now.
Okay.
Like, if you want to be the house,
yeah,
I'll book that. Whatever, $10,
sure.
$20. I don't care.
Sure.
I don't care. I'm so bullish on him going over that number.
I know you are,
and I'm definitely bullish on him over his rushing total, whatever that is. Jaden Daniels.
I have to pull that up.
I'm guessing it's probably about 425, 450.
Let's set up a consortium, you and I. All right. All right,
okay.
And let's just put in how much. I can't scrape much. I mean, I'm spending so much money on everything. It's
okay.
Ridiculous. Like, I'm on
fumes. You're not very liquid right now.
I'm the opposite of liquid.
You're insolvent.
Ed, you got to sell some more shares because I need some more dough.
Sell your ownership stake in the whips to me.
Yeah,
sell it to me.
No,
I
can't sell. It's too valuable, the equity.
Understood.
We'll take our small sack of money.
Let's take our pathetic little sack, whatever it is.
Go to National Harbor and go.
And let's just take the top 10, whatever the number, top 10 quarterbacks or top 10. You pick the stat. Let's just bet all unders.
Take them all.
You guys
take
are the everyone. Enemies of fun.
See, that's the thing you got to do. You got to take.
Well, yeah, you got to do it in multiples. Right?
Yeah, you have to.
Right. So let's do it.
And then do
it in bulk. We will for sure win.
You know, what we'll do is we'll go through, we'll find everyone posted. We'll have our tiny sack. We'll divide it by that many players that are on there.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll get a 63% return on our money.
Yeah. Let's do it. JP, let's talk to your guy that used to do all that stuff, the pitcher that got into all the gambling. Mm-hmm. And let's get him, me, Valdez, and him, and let's do this.
I don't think he's that concerned with your small, tiny sack of cash.
Oh, we might be able to make it a little larger.
All right, so put it in the book, Casey. We're going to do, I guess we're just doing the passing touchdowns.
For now.
For $10, yeah.
$10?
You don't want to do the yardage. I'll do the yardage. On the McLaurin for over 4.5?
I mean, I would bet
you book that?
No, I like McLaurin.
Oh.
I would go over the 4.5 because even if Daniels isn't playing, someone has to throw it to him.
I'm going
to
put this back.
You just think quarterbacks are going to get hurt more than receivers are going to get hurt.
Yes.
I'm putting this wager directly underneath the bet we consummated last week.
Especially a running quarterback.
Mm-hmm. NBA Rookie of the Year, I've fallen in love with Reed Sheppard. I said he should have been the number 2 pick for the Wizards right before they picked. Mm-hmm. Sorry. JP has the field. I need Reed Sheppard.
Have you put these in the book? I know yesterday you said it's all memorized.
I'm looking right at it.
Let me just say,
because you made a bet yesterday.
And then put ours in too. So put the 16.5.
I'm writing it down as we speak.
$10.
$10.
Yeah.
Willing to put more bets in here too.
So last year, to go to the yardage total, I was trying to look at guys who played a full complement of games. Gardner Minshew played all 17 games. He threw for 3,300 yards. I think there's going to be less passing. Everybody thinks there's going to be less passing because you're moving from Bieniemy to Kingsbury. And it seems counterintuitive, but Kingsbury is the head coach at Arizona, ran the ball a lot.
No, the difference is we're going to be more successful, so we're going to have longer drives.
Right,
so
but Jaden is going to run, I would imagine, 8 to 10 times per game. So Jalen Hurts, you know, runs for 600 to 800 yards per season. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be in that Jalen Hurts territory. I mean, and that means less.
Injured, yes.
Yeah,
and that means
that.
Less throwing of the football.
Yeah, but what did Jalen throw, or what did Jalen Hurts throw for last year?
So Jalen last year threw for 3,800 yards.
And that was in a down. Yeah. That was a down.
But he also has great receivers, AJ Brown.
Well, he's
and
also
a Heisman Trophy winner, Devontae Smith.
He's more experienced. But I mean,
Jaden has capable receivers in Terry McLaurin, and hopefully a bounce back years in store for Jahan Dotson.
His second season where he played in 15 games, Jalen Hurts threw for 3,100 yards with 16 touchdowns and 9 picks. I could see Jaden having a year like that.
Only 10.
He could take off like CJ Stroud last year, but he could be more like a typical rookie.
I want
that builds on it.
This is my yearly bet. Mm-hmm. I want to bet that Terry McLaurin tickles double-digit touchdowns, but I would need odds for that.
You need odds for that.
I would need to be given odds because he hasn't come close to that in his career. He hasn't come close.
Well, what kind of odds would you want?
Three to one, I think it is doable.
All right, I'll give you 3 to 1. He won't get the 10 touchdowns.
I'll take it. Another $10?
Sure, put it in.
Yeah, we're ramping it up today.
You had a lot of action.
It's a good day.
In that
only 10 quarterbacks last year played a full season. So, you know, a third of the league.
And it's what was the lowest total in terms of yards passing out of those 10?
I think it was Minshew. Hold on.
Yeah,
Minshew at 3,305. It's just hard to play 17 games as a quarterback.
It's tough.
It's possible, but it's hard.
I think,
especially with rookies. I mean, Stroud had a bomb year last year. He played 15 games.
Yeah, I'm going to say 15 is the number I would shoot for him.
And honestly, he had 23 passing touchdowns. So, I mean, if Daniels can get to 15 or 16, yeah, I mean, I'd probably lose that bet.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I think the bet book is just going to transform into nothing but Jaden Daniels bets eventually. Mm. It's just going to morph into that.
What are our bets that we repeated the same bet twice?
Hold on. Let me find it. This book is literally falling apart. It's in tatters over here. Oh, it's the more carries in 2024.
Eckler
bet. Brian Robinson or Eckler.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I win.
The one getting
I think
back
I win that in a landslide.
To the McLaurin aspect of that, remember, and I mentioned this yesterday, The one analyst that said that they're going to scrap that whole Bieniemy, spreading it around, rotating the receivers like crazy. Good. They're going to target guys like McLaurin more.
Right.
Feed your best players.
It makes sense to heavily target your best offensive weapons.
Right. He's not going to be, you know, in and out of the lineup. And like, he's going to be out there as often as possible. Like, and they're going to be targeting him.
Yeah, they're going to minor in Dyami Brown. How about you major in Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson?
Right.
You know, the guy that you spent a first round pick on, that Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, I think
you should throw him more balls.
I think he's going to have a bounce back year, too.
I think he probably should.
But if he doesn't, I will break up with him so quickly. I mean, I'll be over him.
Jahan Dotson, I'm not willing to bet on this yet. I could at some point. He needs to have like
50 plus,
50, 55 catches.
Because last year,
six or seven touchdowns.
Last year, what did he have?
I'll
he had
check
more
that.
Than you think because everyone just
I'm guessing
poops on him. Maybe 40 something. I think he had more than you think. But
last year, Dotson had he had 49 receptions on 83 targets. Now his yards per catch was low. Is it 10.6?
I blame Bieniemy.
Four end zone trips.
I do. Bieniemy is worst offensive coordinator. Maybe since like Richie Kotite. Was he even an offensive guy, Richie Kotite?
He was a tight ends coach, became head coach.
Yeah.
Let me see. Dotson's rookie numbers. Yeah, he went from averaging, I'm going to round it up to 15 yards per catch, to 10.6.
Yeah, that was all scheme.
That's scheme. He may have been in Bieniemy's doghouse and or Bieniemy just wanted to spread it around. Wanted to get the ball to like Dax Milne for whatever reason.
God.
Why would you do that?
I don't know that I could hate an offensive coordinator more than I hated Bieniemy.
You know what? You know what effective offenses do? They throw the ball to CD Lamb, like they target him 13 times a game.
Right.
Because he's their best player.
Well, CD Lamb's on a different level.
I'm not saying that he's not, but
you're saying
you take your best player.
He led
you take
the league
your best player and you major in throwing him the ball.
Like Terry did better with Heinicke throwing the ball. Heinicke threw the ball to Terry.
Do you think that big oaf Mike McCarthy cared about getting the ball to like, is it Jalen Torbert? Is that one of the Cowboys like third or fourth receivers? Like, you think he cared about getting the ball to the guy who was always banged up with a knee injury? His name's escaping me. He got big money a few years ago.
And Dak knows to throw it to the number one receiver.
Right.
That's that. And he can get it to
Dak
him.
Is going to major in throwing the ball to CeeDee Lamb and this year to Jake Ferguson, the tight end. That's where the ball is going.
I mean,
in the
McLaurin
offense.
Was 19th last year in targets. That's not horrible, 19. Now, maybe you think he's going to be in the top 12 or 13.
He could be. He could take that jump.
Is he going to have
the number one wideout? He should, with a better quarterback throwing him the ball.
I mean, he's going to have more targets than Chris Olave.
I don't know if he'll have more, but he should have around the same number as a Chris Olave.
Yeah. So that's a difference of six targets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think the target number will go up.
Yep.
But
hopefully
the unders, I just think the unders for quarterbacks is a good bet.
If you want to join us on an open line Thursday, you're welcome to do that on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, and they're installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.